North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast.
On MSONewsSports.com.
With Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, April 8, 2020.
Federal and state officials continue to tell us that one of the keys to stopping the coronavirus will be more testing. And that's what Governor Charlie Baker announced yesterday, a new test site in Lowell.
The new CVS site in Lowell will use the new Abbott ID Now test and anticipates being able to test 1,000 people per day and receive the results on site within minutes. People will be able to know if they're positive for coronavirus and take action immediately to seek the proper treatment. Positive cases will be connected to our contact tracing program, who will be on site, which we announced last Friday. And multiple language assistance will also be made available. These tests are available for all residents who qualify based on the CVS website's questionnaire, and more information is available at cvs.com. The new test site is well stocked with personal protective equipment, and we're hopeful to have enough supplies right now to get them through at least the next 2 weeks of testing.
Officials also continue to tell us to social distance. That's why the state of Massachusetts recently closed its state beaches, because they didn't like what they saw as far as groupings of people on those beaches.
Look, I absolutely believe that that as the weather gets nicer, we're going to have to continue to be pretty aggressive about our messaging on this stuff, because nicer weather will encourage people to go outside. And as we've said before, if somebody wants to go for a walk, no one has a problem with that. It's when it gets way beyond that, outdoor recreational gaming of one type or another, big groups converging on each other, road races. We can't have that stuff. We just can't, because it completely defeats the whole point of what we're trying to achieve here, which is to limit the virus's ability to jump from infected people to uninfected people. And I've talked before about the fact that we all have, about the fact that there is a significant number of people who are going to be, in fact, COVID positive, who are never going to show signs.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker.
Newburyport City Councilor Afras Khan was a guest yesterday on Connections, and Josh Arnold spoke with the city councilor about some of the serious measures that the city is thinking about implementing.
You know, our intention is not to kind of restrain or to create anything that's going to be hard for people, I think, but then that's the balance we're trying to walk. At this point, I don't know if a curfew is needed, but Josh, I am concerned, you know, about really, I think we're in a critical time here in the next 2 weeks. And I kind of see it like maybe without having some severity of the situation kind of brought to light, that people still are maybe taking this a little bit too casually. So, and my husband is also a physician who is, and that's a perspective I get daily. You know, I'm kind of quarantined with him, although he does go into the hospital. And he is now, you know, being in the special gastroenterology, he's actually being asked to go and support and provide some help at a respiratory clinic. So a lot of people are doing things that normally they would not have done. And that was kind of the arguments I was trying to make last night in favor of the ordinance we had before us, is that, yes, people are going to be uncomfortable, but unfortunately we are in a time where, you know, businesses are being asked, we're asked to close if they're non-essential. And I don't think we've seen that before. School closures, this is the longest school closure I've seen in my whole life of going to school. So I think we are in an unusual time, but I pray that it's just a short time period. The ordinance we had put there was to really just be into effect till May 4th, hoping that by May 4th, can we really accomplish a lot.
Newburyport City Councilor Afras Khan.
An employee of the Salem Market Basket store has died after being diagnosed with COVID-19. That store making that announcement on Tuesday. Julie McGannis of the Salem News writes that the worker was identified by her husband and the company as Vitalina Williams, age 59, of Salem. She died on Saturday after being hospitalized for a week. According to her husband, David, he said that his wife also worked primarily at the Lynn Walmart. Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News today that Salem city leaders are in the process of establishing a shelter at Salem High School for quarantining local homeless people exposed to the virus. The school committee, during a virtual meeting on Monday night, approved the use of the high school's fieldhouse for an emergency shelter to take possible at-risk homeless individuals out of the general population. And in Beverly, Paul Layton writes that if you're looking to take a stroll in Beverly, there aren't many better places to do that than a scenic stretch of Lothrop Street that passes Dane Beach and Independence Park. That location has proven to be very popular, too, during these unusual times. And with so many people walking the sidewalks, it's been difficult to maintain those 6 feet of separation. The city has deemed the problem urgent enough to pass an emergency order to prevent people from walking past each other and getting too close. The order makes the sidewalks on Lothrop Street between Hale and Stone Streets one way. Pedestrians are required to walk on the sidewalk facing vehicle traffic, a move designed to have everyone on each side of the street heading in the same direction.
Manchester-by-the-Sea Police Chief Todd Fitzgerald reports that two Manchester-by-the-Sea police members recently tested negative for COVID-19 following a possible exposure to the virus. An officer and dispatcher were immediately self-quarantined out of an abundance of caution after possible exposure to the virus within the last 2 weeks and monitored for symptoms. The officers have since been cleared to return to work after their test results came back negative. All continue to remain symptom-free. At this time, no additional testing is required for any other members of the Manchester-by-the-Sea Police Department.
The Lynn Community Health Center has received a $1.2 million stimulus grant as a result of the sweeping coronavirus economic relief bill that passed through Congress last month, according to an announcement from U.S. Representative Seth Moulton. Gayla Colley writing in today's Daily Item of Lynn that, considered the largest economic rescue package in the history, the $2 trillion coronavirus aid relief and economic security bill earmarked $1.3 billion in immediate additional funding for community health centers, but it wasn't clear how many funds would be distributed until Monday. Kayami Mahania, Lynn Community Health Center CEO, knew that the center's grant would be between $850,000 and $1.3 million and was pleased to see that their allocation was near the maximum.
The Associated Press is reporting that Massachusetts State Police are investigating the death of a man whose body washed ashore onto Revere Beach. The body was spotted early Tuesday by a resident in a high-rise condo on Revere Beach Boulevard, according to state police spokesman. The condition of the body suggests it washed onto shore from the ocean and that the body had been in the water for some time. The body appears to be that of an adult man. Authorities are trying to identify the body. It was taken to the office of the chief medical examiner to determine the cause of death.
This is North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great day. It's Wednesday. Don't forget to join us for Connections every Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. on MSONewsSports.com.